Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. earnings conference call to discuss the results for the year of 2015. Here with us today are Mr. Franklin Zitturi, CEO, CFO, and IRO, Mr. Thiago Baixo, Chief Commercial Officer, Gustavo da Lander, CFO and IRO. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A.'s presentation. After the company's remarks, there will be a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star zero for the operator. This event is also being broadcast live on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. The slide deck will be controlled by participants. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A., which will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that any forward-looking statements that might be made during this call related to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. business outlook, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as currently available information about Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. Forward-looking statements do not guarantee performance as they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should also understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors can also affect the future results of Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A., and as such, could lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Franklin Zitturi, CEO, who will start the presentation. You may proceed, sir.
Good morning, everyone. In 2015, we saw the deterioration of the Brazilian economic scenario with higher inflation, unemployment, lower confidence on the part of consumers and the business community, also credit restrictions and macroeconomic slowdown. This adverse landscape put more pressure on the operations of our resellers, causing some of them to leave the market. Thus, even though we opened stores of all of our brands, mainly Casa Brasileira, the net balance resulted in the closing of stores. On the other hand, our business of own stores is maturing according to plan, solidifying the best practices we disseminated over our store network. The business is reaching one of its main operating goals, which is to reposition the Delano brand in the São Paulo market. Proof of that are the consumer satisfaction ratings that we obtain on website with consumer evaluations, which were the best in our history. This year, we were also faced with an increase in tax burden, and we initiated the year with the end of the IPI tax incentive that went back to 5% tax rate. In August 2015, financial revenues began to be taxed through PIS and COFINS at a tax rate of 4.65%. In December, the INSS tax rate on revenue went from 1% to 2.5%. In 2016, ICMS tax rate for the state of Rio Grande do Sul went from 17% to 18%. Despite all that, we were able to deliver higher quarterly results when compared to 2014. We put in place strategies that led to an increase in profitability, offsetting all of the effects from the tax increase and the macroeconomic situation. As a result, at year-end, we had a very good cash position that allow us to pay out 7.5 million reais in dividends, yet to be approved by the annual general meeting. Therefore, we firmly believe that the strategies adopted by the company were assertive and prepared us to face the adverse moment of the economy, always aiming at the best profitability to our shareholders. On slide five, we refer to the highlights of the period. Net revenue of $222.7 million in 2015, 8.6% lower than in 2014. Increase of 4.9 percentage points in gross margin, reaching 46.4%. Net income of $13.1 million, up by $15.5 million when compared to 2014, reversing the losses. EBITDA of $18.7 million, $24 million higher than in 2014, also reverting the negative EBITDA. Surplus cash of $37.7 million, 35% higher than in the same period of the year before. Well, now I'll give the floor to Tiago Baix, who will talk about the commercial performance of the company. Good morning. On slide 7, we see our Favorita Indelano's financial performance due to our own stores. Our gross revenue variation was 9.2 from 2014 to 2015, with a slowdown in modules sold of 17.8. This is basically a reduction caused by the discontinuity of our main reseller, which took place at the end of 2014. Slide 8 shows the new and Casa Brasileira's performance with exclusive sales. Gross margin was down by 6.9, and the number of modules sold was down by 5.4. Slide 9, we see same stores, new and Casa Brasileira, but now in the multi-brand segment. This segment experienced a deeper slowdown, and the gross revenue was down by 11.9 and 15.3 slowdown in the number of furniture sold. Slide 10 shows our corporate business unit, hotels and construction companies. There was a slowdown in 2015 of 21.2 vis-a-vis 2014 and a reduction in the number of furniture sold of 7.8. Slide 11, we see the export market performance with a growth of 30.8 and a reduction in terms of modules sold, which shows increase in competitiveness given by the exchange rate depreciation. Slide 12, we have consolidated figures for Unicasa that see a slowdown in gross revenue of 9.3 in 2015 vis-a-vis the year of 14, and a reduction in the number of furniture sold of 18.3. Great part of the sales impact, as Frank mentioned, stems from a slowdown in the number of sales channels in 2015. In slide 13, we see the shutdown of 639 shutdown of multi-brand stores and 300 of the other ones. In 2014, I mean, the opening of this exclusive business of Delano y Favorita, they had 204 stores of exclusive stores of 372 in 2014 and 276 stores of new and Casa Brasileira, and 362 was the result at the end of 2014. Now I'd like to give the floor to Gustavo, who will talk about our economic and financial performance. Thank you, Tiago, and good morning, everyone. On slide 16, we have the executive summary of the company. In 2015, there was an increase in gross profit, even though our net revenue was down by 8.6%. This was achieved through higher revenue recognition stemming from our own stores business, which allow us to deliver higher margins. Our SG&A expenses dropped 44.4%, and this reduction will be explained further on. In order to increase liquidity of our assets, in December, the management of the company decided to auction many of its assets. As a result, we were able to generate approximately 3.2 million reais in cash and 1.6 million in expenses related to the difference between the book value and the liquidity value of the assets. This expense was posted under other operating expenses. As for the financial results, we would like to mention that there was a 63% increase vis-a-vis 2014, mainly due to the growth in revenue stemming from financial investments and the exchange rate effect on accounts receivable from export market. In 2015, we were able to reverse the losses we posted last year. Our net income was $13.5 million higher than in 2014, and EBITDA was $24 million higher than 2014. Now, looking at slide 17, we see the evolution of G&A of the company. In 2015, the allowance for doubtful accounts accounted for a large part of the variation of 600 million reals. As for expenses with customers, we had a significant reduction because in 2014, we had posted provisions of 16.4 million related to the customer service from the operation of our largest reseller, and this has been previously announced through a material fact dated November 28, 2014. Marketing expenses were down by 3.6 million. This decline is a result of our efforts to realign expenses. Throughout 2015, we made several adjustments to marketing expenses based on a market survey carried out last year. We try thus to adjust our actions to the demands of our target audience, optimizing the renewal of campaigns and publications in magazine and television advertisements. Our continuous pursuit to reduce expenses led us to promote several changes in the structure of our own stores. We were able to lower both fixed and variable expenses, resulting in reductions of approximately 1.7 million reals. We still have the impact of Telesu's shutdown, which brought about savings with freight and contractual bonuses, in addition to reductions in headcount and expenses with consulting services. As a result, our expenses were down by 0.6 million reals. Therefore, in 2016, we reversed the losses posted in 2014, as seen on slide 18, and we were also able to reduce negative EBITDA, as shown on slide 19. In December 2015, the board of the company approved a dividend payout of 7.5 million reals on interest on equity. The date of payment suggested by the board is May 25, 2015, to be ratified by the annual general meeting to be carried out on April 28, 2016. It is important to mention that at the end of the period, we had a surplus cash of $37.7 million, which is 35% higher than the previous year. The current capital structure of the company allows for a healthy financial position that will help us face the spirit of turbulence in the Brazilian economy, and we will maintain our position of austerity, seeking to increase the profitability of the company. Now I'll give the floor to the operator to proceed with the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin our Q&A session. In order to post a question, please press star 1. To remove yourself from the queue, press star 2. I would like to remind you that if you have questions, please press star 1. Once again, for questions, please press star 1. We have a question via webcast from Leonardo Cavalcanti. Good morning. I have two questions. How can you explain the increase in accounts receivable in the asset line of around 40%? What is your expectation for 2016? Good morning, Leonardo. Now, to answer your two questions, and the first has to do with accounts receivable, the company in 2015 decided to revisit its debt with vendors and extend the maturity date of the debt not to impact the short term for them, and this penalized our non-current assets. These are just regular debt. There is nothing, you know, to be said about it. And about your second question, we do not offer guidance for forward-looking projections. So you will have to follow the results for this year throughout this very year. The next question is from Vicente Gordon from Seta Investimentos. Is the company looking into the buyback of shares?
Good morning, Vicente. In fact, the company has not looked into that. We will study the capital budget in our board meeting, but we may dedicate part of the budget for the buyback of shares. But currently, we are not discussing that. The management is more concerned with liquidity, the management of the business, and a more severe management. Our next question is from Santiago Santos from Gotcha. Gotcha Comércio Exportação Limitada. Is it possible to comment on the current delinquency level and what is the trend forward? Good morning, Santiago. In regards to delinquency levels, we haven't noticed any significant change in the level of delinquency from 2014 to 15. The company's business model invites early payment. And then if you look at the liability line of our partners, it increases year on year, which is very typical of this segment. People pay, you know, beforehand. And if you add all of the long-term lines, they should come down, particularly because of this business model. Therefore, we haven't noticed any significant change in this behavior from 2014 to 15. For 2016, we do not make any projections, not just because we don't give any guidance, because it's very difficult to anticipate any economic landscape at this point in Brazil. I would like to remind you that in case of questions, please press star 1. Next question is from Leonardo Cavalcante from Nordestão. Do you believe in the continuation of store shutdown for 2016 or the worst time is over? Leonardo, this is Tiago speaking. In 2015, Leonardo, we had a very intense wave of store shutdowns, but much of that was still concentrated in smaller businesses, in markets in the interior of Brazil, in small towns with less than 100,000 people, where the impact on the economy was more severe due to the slowdown in the macroeconomic landscape. If you look at the map, you see the distribution in 2015 was much more intense when compared to the sales slowdown we had. You will see that we maintain some assets which are performing well in stores that have higher productivity, and these stores account for, you know, the bulk of our results. For 2016, well, the outlook is very difficult. It's hard to tell you anything about it because we are experiencing a difficult macroeconomic and political landscape at the moment. For questions, please press star 1. We now conclude the Q&A session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Frank Zitulli for his final remarks. You may proceed, sir. We would like to thank you all for participating in this earnings release call, and I would like to thank all our employees, resellers, and shareholders for their efforts, dedication, and trust. I wish you all a very good day. Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. conference call is now concluded. I would like to thank you very much for participating, and have a good day.